Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Ephesians chapter 2. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
In all our attempts to know God, we must face the fact that ultimately he is beyond our understanding. From our perspective, his attributes may seem at odds with each other. For instance, he is a God of vengeance who will judge the earth, but he's also described as compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth. God, in his utter perfection, is all of these things, without any contradiction at all. The Lord will judge unrepentant sinners, yet he is gracious to all who trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, for forgiveness and salvation. Grace is his goodness and kindness, lavished upon everyone who receives it. It's totally undeserved, because there is nothing we can do to make ourselves acceptable to him. And on the other hand, once he's given us his grace, there's nothing we can do to separate ourselves from it. This is God's gift to believers in Christ, and it can never be taken away from us. We were saved by grace. We are sustained by it every day of our Christian life, and we will be recipients of the surpassing riches of divine grace for all eternity. What an amazing gift from our Heavenly Father!